Hey Andrew, how you doing today? You seem a
I'm
little
doing.
frustrated. Is anything bothering you today, or what's the matter?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had a rough couple days actually. I came over, I moved over here to take this role that you blessed me with. And you also put me in charge of a couple people, five people. And I'm very enthusiastic. I want to be positive. I want to develop a positive relationship with my team. But sometimes, unfortunately, I'm noticing that there's some pushback between my staff and I. A lot of times they're having informal lunch dates that I'm not invited to. Also, one thing that's kind of shocking me and make me feel uncomfortable is they have these pre-meetings before our staff meetings, and I'm not aware of what the conversation is about. These things make me feel very uncomfortable, and I question myself, is it because I have a lot of experience in this? I'm not new to this type of management skills. I'm very aware of personality traits and the things that people will struggle with in regards to personality traits. So I wondered to myself, is this issue because of they have a good relationship with each other, they've worked there with each other before I came along, or is it because of some dynamic issues? I am the only Indian male here in this position, and the rest of my team is not Indian, and I've noticed that there's some odd separation between us. So yes, it's starting to make me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, I am glad that you have addressed this situation, and I hope that we can get to the bottom of it to find out what's really going on. But I hired you to do, and I hired you because I knew you would do an outstanding job. You have all the credentials for this position, and I didn't want you to come here and feel like anybody is kind of push standoffish because you have more knowledge, you have more skills. So I didn't want this to be a very, very hard role, but I really feel that we should host a meeting. That way we can get to the bottom of this to see what's going on. Each individual person will have a say so in what's being said or what's been going on. And I do agree that sometimes when we are new coming on to a job, that some things that have already taken place, such as those lunches and those talks or whatever, they are comfortable with each other because they've been here X amount of years, but that still doesn't allow them to not include the new person because you may feel neglected. And that's not how it should be in a job setting. So I do agree that we do the host the meeting. I will host the meeting. I will let everyone know, send out emails, and we will talk among each other and just let it all out on the table. So once we get everybody to talk about whatever the issue is, then we will make some adjustments because I'm all for adjusting, making change, because I feel that a good workflow is what's needed. So let's do that. Let's host that meeting and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to take part of that meeting. And as my supervisor, I appreciate you also for this. And then also I request that you kind of coach me through this process because I don't want to overstep my boundaries. I don't want to become a nuisance. And I also don't want to seem as if I've ran off to the supervisor to my supervisor or my own staff. And it kind of takes away my strength or my respect because they feel that I told on them. So, of course, I would like to take your lead and your coaching, skills to be able to execute this.
Okay, great. We can most definitely do that. And with doing that in the meeting, let's kind of I'll introduce to everyone the problem at hand so we can go in so it won't be any he say, she say. We all hear this together. And then the first person, which will be me, I will address the issue at hand, and then we will come up with a conclusion to fix the problem. And we will go through we'll go from there.
Beautiful.
All right. So, in this meeting, I feel that everyone addressed the issue at hand, and the overall suggestion that I feel is what I took from the meeting. So what I took from the meeting was basically they're not so much afraid of your knowledge and your skills. It's the way you talk to them.
Okay.
So maybe if we use not so much of a hard tone, then even though you're meaning it's a command, but you know, sometimes the way we say it first or the way we speak it doesn't really come out right. It may come off kind of rude or harsh. So they feel intimidated by that. So they throw in, well, because he has this MBA degree, then he can talk to us like this. So that's what I took from the meeting. So it's not so much of your skills and your knowledge, but they feel like you're being bossy, even though you're in a higher position than they are.
Right.
But even though you're in a higher position than they are, doesn't mean that you can belittle them, because right. Everyone is human at the end of the day, and everyone would like to be treated with respect. And that just like me, I'm over everyone. So therefore, I treat you with respect, and I feel like you should treat me with respect. So how do you feel? How did you feel? Did you feel the same thing in the meeting, far as the way they addressed the issue?
Absolutely. So after our meeting, I've gathered a lot of information, you know, and I'm very thankful that you were able to present your interpretation of what could be the issue. Fortunately, I was able to reach two or three of them. I saw that the dynamics and their, you know, their body mechanics kind of changed as I began to kind of talk to them about a little bit about me, you know, and, you know, based on my background, my performances has always exceeded all, and I'm glad, and I'm not naive. I do believe that there's always room for growth no matter where you are. So here's an opportunity for me to grow. Moving forward, I will definitely address my tone and how I present myself. And this could just simply be some of the dynamic differences where, you know, where I'm coming from is more of a stern conversation, boom, boom, boom. Here, it's more of a softer, you know, direction or directive, and they respond better than to that. And that's absolutely okay, and it's a learning curve for me. I say, you need to do this and you need to take care of this. And I use terms more like, we need to have this taken care of and we need to do this, so that they can get that dynamic, that team dynamics. So I will change a lot of my tones and my terms in what I say to ensure that they know that we are a team, and to give everyone their proper responsibility. And then I give them the responsibility and let it go, rather than always trying to be on their back. And I was simply unaware that I made them feel uncomfortable. And honestly, I wouldn't invite me to lunch if I was making them feel comfortable. So with that being said, it's a growing situation for all of us. And I'm going to take advantage of that. You know, I'm going to grow from that experience. And I'll be very careful on how I'm presenting myself to my staff members.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you for being understandable and even having the attitude that you have of, you know, changing the terms, changing the way you speak to the to your colleagues. Because even though we don't think it matters, it does matter. Every little bit matters, because some people will take things and blow it out of proportion. Rather, some people will just take note and just do the job. But at the end of the day, we all have to work as a team player and get the job done. So I appreciate you for even beginning to take on the responsibility to tell me what's going on, because you could have held back and it could have been worse. And right. Then all of that you're not letting go, build up, you quit. I never know why you quit. Then I have to start all over again to look for another candidate for the position, because this is a hard position. This is a hard task, because you're managing other people, and that's a very hard job. So thank you for understanding. Thank you for being in the meeting and agreeing to change. And hopefully everything will work as planned, and everyone can get along. And do not ever hesitate to come by my office or let me know if there's a problem. I don't want to come by and see you looking disturbed. I want to be able to have that communication with you, an open communication, to where if something's going wrong, okay, I know I can go talk to my boss about it because she's going to listen. So that's what I want. So if anything ever happens or if any problem arises on this job, please reach out to me because I will be more than happy to help. Whatever it takes, I'm willing to do it because I do not want this company to fail and I don't want anyone to fail. So thank you and I appreciate it.